This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is exactly 13 minutes after 9 and you're still tuned into MUT Radio, Shape and Know the Future. Ratcha on the Vugubangene Breakfast Show with Lushozi and myself, Sai.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And we have a beautiful lady sitting right here next to me, well, opposite me, actually.
We do indeed.
Ikamalake Untombi, the vocalist. Uzoga Aschele Gabanzu Gutige. Who is she? And Utumengani Gafe Gafe. And yeah, we have her two songs right here, so it's definitely going to be exciting. I am excited. Because off air, we were talking about people being played by record labels, and she's a musician. So
the air changed a little bit.
So I don't know. So Sidney Lens is.
Not yet.
We are Pila God Bugans, gonna straight to Utah. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you guys?
Sikona. Welcome to MUT Radio. Thank you for joining us right now. And just a little bit on your background, and if you can explain a bit of your background and how it has influenced you doing music.
All the way from Marengo. Pinetown. I started doing music at a very young age. Music has always been my passion, and ngingasho ukuthi ukukhula kuleli khaya engikhule kulona ikona okungigqugquzelile ukuthi nomusic ngiwuthande nothando lo music likhule, because ngikhulele ekhaya lomculo vele.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It really helped me a lot ukuthi ngize ngihambe ngize ngifela ngikhona.
So are you like umsake now umsake uthi yena again umuntu ocula kakhulu ekhaya there kuno auntie abayishanga empela ingoma who wouldn't okanye when only die ekhaya ngiyaqhatha ke manje mawa ukuthi balale
you why silingene ekhaya silingene
It's fine. If you were to describe your style of music and maybe your style of writing, ungathi ubhala music okanjani?
Ngenza I classic house. Classic house music.
Nice. So classic house music, is it same music as Black Coffee Beno Busi Superman? Is it something that we definitely need those vibes back actually. Mm-hmm. We definitely need those vibes back. And then again, can you take us through like your creative process when you write a song? What goes through writing a song? Why? What comes through? What's the inspiration mostly? Is it events that happen in your life, or is it mhlambe events that happened to uDJ Wako at the time? Mhlambe ulahlekelwe intombi, bangithi bese you like, you know, write about that.
Mangibhala ngihlezi ngizobhala into esuka enhlizweni yami ngaleso sikhathi. Angena umuntu okwazi ukubhala izinto ezingaphandle kwami.
Nice. And then just a follow up again. What impact do you like to have? Would you want to have on the person who's listening? Like, if I'm listening, like, what would you like me to hear on the music?
So it's love.
Nice.
I mean, I have a follow-up question to that. Love in a good way or love in like a go away, as in heartbreak? And
in a good way.
Also, so good in love when you're writing.
Bamina.
So,
my mom's listening.
So if it's love about good things, yeah, it means that mhlambe you've never been heartbroken before, or you haven't been heartbroken yet. You're about to write about a heartbreak. So whoever's gonna.
I bet I will get go.
Yeah.
Ukuthi bafethu noma kunjalo bro, like yabo esikhathini samanje asisathandi ngokuphelele, sesithanda ngenhliziyo eyiphukile. So mina ngilo muntu othi
Let's go back. Wow, nice. That's very well put. Sense, please still continue being a hopeless romantic.
I'll never stop being a hopeless romantic.
It is definitely needed. Now, tell us about your two latest, I think they're your latest singles. Tell us just a bit more about them. And can we expect an EP soon? Do we have it? What's happening?
Well, okay, man, I'm being a keepy single. I'm from Kambamanga. But I've been working with Usane, like, my singles work.
Oh yeah.
I think July yale to be singing to EP. I'm working on it. It's a peli lega lega lega. Kuto sadele ba sa isebenz.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Osanele ba oba o producer vel ba.
Yeah, ba sinza listen to zabo.
Okay. So manje ke aga kusebe usanele kusi manje. When can we expect the work? Hey, but to go again, gulungileke. Now, you know, you're working with Usanele, you know, who is male, and you know, in this industry, especially your house, you know, there are a lot of males, and we've seen quite an incident, and just someone reported a case of violence. A female reported a case of violence from a male DJ. You know, how do you navigate that kind of landscape? Have you faced any challenges as a female artist in the music industry, or even if you haven't, maybe how would you move from those kind of challenges?
Well, but in thinking you should go fine, but long a particular to our was to yabo. And if our partega hlemfethu suku mazimele khuluma uyabo awukwazi ukuthi uzohlala ekhona ngokuthi noyazina one thing lo muntu uzokunika ithuba eli right uzigcine lento izokulimaza indlela ende angikaze ngibe nalelo bhadeli kanjalo.
Hopefully and definitely angilboni Liza, because yeah, you beg a kahle impela. And then what advice would you give to, you know, your fellow colleagues, mhlambe other female artists who are coming up in the industry, mhlambe things that you've seen now or figure and haven't released any EP but you are about to release one? What advice would you give them?
Be patient. Uhloniphe, uzinze.
Yeah.
Ugxile kakhulu emsebenzini wakho owenzayo. Ungazijahe izinto. About the moment uqala ujahe izinto, ila uqala khona ulahla khona umlenze. Like uyabhimba nje lapho. So nje ukuthi focusa kuwena, uzinze, basically khanda phansi uhloniphe i-industry. Iyahlonishwa nje i-industry kanzima kabi.
Yeah.
Yes, and beku uNkulunkulu phambili kukona konke.
Amen.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Sorry. Can you please tell us a little bit more about iculo lakho Maqondana, the inspiration behind it, you know?
Hey, you going to just tell ma ulalele. Kampela uMaqondana ma uzobe eza nenkomo bakithi. Hawu.
Namalobo.
Mfethu. Hawu.
Eh, uMaqondana bethu yabo. Ngangileso simo leso yabo.
Yeah.
Yabo leso simo leso.
Siyasizwa. Siyasizwa sibo. Sure.
And then ke ngase ngabhala ke ngalo ndlela leyo ke yaleso simo engangifisona.
Okay.
Definitely, man. Thank you so much for actually coming through to MUT Radio and for having us, for talking to us quite briefly, actually. And I'd just like to say all the best. So you said in July we might get an EP, sort of, like a number one. Definitely all the best. That's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Now, where can we find you on social media?
Okay, on Instagram, it's Ntombi_thevocalist. They say Facebook is Ntombi the Vocalist. On TikTok, it's Ntombi the Vocalist.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.